The voting window began last Monday and ended Friday. 530 faculty members were eligible to vote, but not all did, says Professor Stefan Lutz.
The total participation was, there were 334 votes casted. That's about 63%.
Lutz, an associate professor in the Department of Chemistry, is also this year's chair of Emory's College Faculty Governance Committee. At stake for President James Wagner was the possibility of a no-confidence vote from the faculty based on his ability to effectively lead the university. The final tally was 201 to 133 against a motion of no confidence in President Wagner. Lutz says the votes were cast electronically and anonymously.
That was part of the whole process of also going to an electronic vote so that people can vote without there being a record of voted or so.
From his perspective, Professor Lutz admits the turmoil surrounding President Wagner has been a challenging and educational experience.
Leading or trying to lead a faculty, a group of faculty members like this is, I think, especially endearing in challenging times like right now, as we had this year, that certainly makes for a challenging task.
Part of a statement posted on the Emory College website cited President Wagner as saying, quote, "I respect the views of all our faculty and their right to express concern about the leadership and direction of our institution, and I take to heart the significance of this vote," close quote. Rose Scott, WABE News.